Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
There's been a big push over the last few years, as we all know, to get us all to buy electric cars. But then you see so many cars around cities, particularly with one person in them. And you think, should we not be pushing people more to electric bikes? Now, I don't mean an e-scooter or a moped or anything like that. This is literally a push bike with a bit of assistance. So you don't need to be super fit. What you can do is you can do longer kind of journeys than you might otherwise. Hills aren't an issue. And then like for work and stuff like that, you don't arrive wherever you're going all sweaty and dishevelled. So Colin Baker is an e-bike enthusiast and founder of Back From The Future IT Support. Good afternoon, Colin.
Good afternoon, Brendan. Were you ever on one?
I am a recent convert.
Are you? You actually have one?
Life-changing, yeah, absolutely.
It sort of makes you feel a bit athletic, doesn't it? I find
athletic and also kind of vaguely superhuman as
exactly.
well.
Exactly, especially when you're heading up those hills and you're not particularly breathless.
Super, you just notch up the assistant.
Totally.
And we should say you don't sell e-bikes, so you're broker
not
and all this,
all.
You are a fan.
I built my first one about 12 years ago.
Really?
Bits and pieces from around the world and a Halfords cheap mountain bike I couldn't afford. I also wanted to see what it was all about and get my hands dirty with one. It didn't go particularly well, but I actually toured around Ireland on it. It was massively illegal. It did about 70 kilometres an hour and it came to a bitter end when the battery went on fire and set my trousers on fire outside a French park in Roscommon.
Okay, so there's the cautionary tale there. Okay, so let's encourage people to maybe buy them. So
don't make it yourself. Don't make it yourself.
So look, the thing is, I think they're a new thing for people. I certainly found when I was going buying one that like I hadn't bought one before, so I didn't even know what I was looking for.
Yeah,
and you can get completely bamboozled. So advice wise, first thing is probably tell people to get people to think about what they need it for, because there are kind of different types for different needs, aren't they?
Yeah, totally. I mean, the first thing is mission. Like a lot of these things, when you buy a piece of equipment or a car or a bike or even a computer, it's what you need it for. And then obviously you can do your own due diligence and browse around online and talk to expert friends about it, or go into a decent bricks and mortars, well-established store that knows about these things.
Okay.
But
in terms of the types then?
Yeah, totally. I mean, there's cargo bikes, there's fold-up e-bikes.
Okay, tell me what a cargo bike is.
Well, a cargo bike is typically a bike that takes more than just you. So you've obviously got platforms front on back or either. Possibly you've seen the ones for kids, either
have
at the
big
front,
box
big
on,
box
on,
at the front or at the back. Also for cargo and for carrying goods as well. And there is actually a classification for that in law. They tend to be more expensive. They're obviously even more impressively engineered to take that extra weight.
Yeah, but they're better than having a second car.
Very much so. Yeah. Well, what you mentioned there at the top was that, and we did a little review on this, just a sort of a straw poll about 3 months ago, where we stood on the corner of, I think it was Ship Street in Dublin 2 there, and watched for about an hour as cars passed by, and 95% of the cars had one person in them. Now, from the cold light of day, I often say from the perspective of an informed Martian who just comes down and looks at the way we live, one person in a one-ton box with an internal combustion engine driving around a city that is absolutely starved of space. And those people complaining about congestion while being part of it themselves, there has to be a different way.
So the bike for them then, the cargo bike probably best for like young families, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
The bike for those kind of people is you can get a kind of a city commuter style one.
Totally. A lot of people prefer the sort of innocuous looking bike. So my mum had what was called a Momentum at the time, and it was really indistinguishable from a regular old fashioned, almost like a sort of a modern version. Do you remember the High Nelly bikes of the 40s and 50s? That style of bike, you couldn't really see the battery on it. There was one on the frame and there wasn't even a controller. It just had pedal assist. So you just got on, pedaled, and it gave you that little push from behind.
Okay.
And that suits a lot of people who are commuting and don't really want to be seen as having this enormous battery, this enormous motor on the back hub.
How much should people expect to pay You can get very cheap ones.
You can, and you can get very expensive ones. Generally, the kind of quality of engineering versus price graph here is quite linear. So you do actually get what you pay for. And you see a broad spectrum. The kind of cheapest I've seen a decent e-bike is around 1,200 euro with a, it's called a, I've actually got one, a cruise e-bike, and it's a sort of a folding e-bike with the smaller wheels. And there's a carrier on the back. And it's just a hand. Now, it's, when I say folding, it folds and you could stick it in a big boot. Okay. It's not the kind of thing you throw under your arm and go on the train with okay. or go up the stairs with. That's about the cheapest. Now, I have seen them. In fact, I bought one for, I think it was about 500 euro on eBay. And I bought one as well on a Kickstarter campaign, which was to be the lightest in the world. First and last time I went on a campaign like that.
Okay.
But they tend to be, again, you're getting what you're paying for. It's very difficult to manufacture and engineer a good, solid frame with decent batteries, decent motors, decent CE-approved controllers for less than, say, 1,300 or 1,400 euro. And honestly, the other thing is when you buy something like this, it does have a high potential of going wrong for nobody's fault. The fact is you're out there in the rain and all the weather, you're going across potholes, you might have little incidents coming off pavements or whatever. These things get damaged all the time.
And are the bike shops able to fix them?
Some more progressive ones that do sell e-bikes have actually moved into e-bikes, have become quite proficient. Remember, a lot of the mechanics, the fundamental mechanics of an e-bike is the same as a regular bike. So your chain okay. and your gears and your braking systems. And again, as you step up the scale to the 2,000, 3,000, even 4,000 euro bikes, you tend to find that they've uprated brakes, uprated gears. But again, it's very much the same engineering as a regular bike.
Yeah, you can get
it's just the electrics that are different.
Tech specs and
exactly,
all that kind of thing.
Exactly.
So when you're saying about the fixing then, so maybe it is a good idea to kind of have a relationship with an actual bricks and mortar shop.
Do you know, I say this about computers.
You can go back and annoy
yeah. him. Anything there. Technical that can and will go wrong, that is a bit more expensive than a set of clothes, just go to somewhere that you can annoy them. You can pick up the phone and ring them, and you can doorstep them. That's a big thing nowadays where you can't get through on the phones anymore.
Yeah.
You can go okay. in and say, how are you doing? I got this 3 months ago and it's making a funny noise. And there's experts there that are seeing this every day.
As against that, you were saying about buying one on eBay. Look, are they cheap secondhand?
Do you know what? You'll notice there's a... first of all, secondhand is just a gamble, I reckon. Unless, okay. Again, it's about the authority of who is backing that purchase. When you're going to a bricks and mortar that have been there years, they have okay. a reputation
okay.
that has
Grand.
Value. They're concerned about keeping up that reputation, and they're going to do that with you. And there is a big
okay.
difference
we'll,
on price.
We'll keep moving.
Yeah.
The Bike to Work scheme does cover them, and there's slightly yeah. Higher amounts.
It's like it is. It's 1,500 euro.
And 3,000 for a cargo.
For a cargo, and 1,200 for a regular bike. It took me ages to get my head around how the thing worked. But effectively, your employer pays up front for the bike, including VAT, the full price, and that comes off your income before tax.
Okay.
So if you're on the higher tax bracket, you can save nearly up to half of that 1,500 euro.
Okay. If you buy it new.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I think one issue people have is they're afraid to leave them anywhere. They are a target for thieves, are they?
Too right, absolutely. Look, unfortunately, I don't know what the stats are like, but as a city centre trader myself, I have seen a huge uptick in the theft of bikes and anything out there that isn't absolutely nailed down. And unfortunately, they're getting away with it a lot of the time. And it's out of control as regards policing it. So it's down to yourself to make sure that you're protecting it as best you can. Now, in my case, I use two locks because one thing that happened before when I left at the train station was I locked the wheel.
Yeah.
With the motor on it, and they took the rest of the bike
yeah.
and left the wheel there. So now I use two cylinder locks. So they're like chains, but there's tiny cylinders, well, biggish cylinders around a wire. They're not that expensive. They're about 50 euro a pop. And it just means it's slowing them down. All these things are penetrable, but you just got to do your best to slow
them down.
So it's
about slowing them down.
And
okay,
also
so
put it
more,
somewhere
where
you think is fairly safe, where it's very, maybe near a CCTV camera,
okay.
maybe in a very public space where they're less likely to want to thieve it.
And you can put them on the house insurance up to a point.
Yeah, my one actually, under my house insurance, and I've got a few of the e-bikes, and as long as I stipulated what I had, it was actually covered under my policy. They didn't charge me any extra for it.
Okay.
So a lot of the time, again, you just got to be diligent and check your own policies and contact your brokers.
Okay. Come here, it's probably a good idea, is it, to try them out, rent one out or that kind of thing before you go for it, isn't it?
I was talking to a friend of mine, a very prominent retailer in Ireland in, what are their names? Green Air. They have a couple of locations. And he was saying that a huge amount of their business comes from people who've been abroad. They wanted to go on a tour up Mount Tayday in Tenerife or something. And they thought, what will I do? I go, no, I won't. A motorbike, no. Oh, e-bikes, right, I'd give that a shot. A bit more adventurous when you're on holidays. Off they went. Loved that feeling that we talked about of feeling like you are getting a bit of exercise. I mean, it's not without, it's not devoid of exercise. You are moving yourself, but you feel like a superhero going up a hill. They come home, they go straight into the likes of Green Air or one of these retailers and say,
there are other retailers there.
Of course, absolutely.
Bike shops. Just all over the place.
Yeah. And look for a good one. Look for one with a good reputation. It's easy to find out these days.
So look around a bit. Take a bit of time about it, maybe. Do your homework and maybe try one out first. And I'm taking from what you said at the start that getting those kits to kind of electrify your bike.
If you really like getting your hands dirty and you've got a shed with tons of tools in it and you don't mind getting your trousers potentially put on fire, off you go.
Colin Baker from Back from the Future IT Support, thank you very much.